I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, Elspeth finds out about four trout varieties that are stocked here in local waters.
Recently, I made a visit to the Sandwich Fish Hatchery. That's where the state raises trout for stocking in local ponds and rivers. And I spoke with Mike Clark, who helps breed four different trout varieties.
The brook trout are our native fish here. They go all the way from, you know, the Arctic Circle up in Canada, all the way down the coast, and then into the Smoky Mountains. A lot of people call it the most beautiful freshwater fish in North America. The spawning colors of them is spectacular, and most people are shocked that they live in New England, and you're like, you think that's something you'd see in the tropical ocean.
Brook trout are a deep ruddy orange on their bellies, and greenish gray with yellow and blue, and sometimes pink speckles on their sides and backs. Some brook trout live only in freshwater, and others, like those found historically on the Cape, are anadromous. They swim out to sea and come back inland to freshwater to spawn. Fishermen call these salters. The hatchery is also breeding a non-native species called brown trout.
Brown trout are native to Europe. The Europeans brought them here when they colonized New England.
Brown trout were widely introduced in North America in the late 1800s as native brook trout populations declined. Today, some brown trout populations have become self-sustaining. And in other places, like on the Cape, they're regularly stocked.
We maintain a brood stock of the brook trout and the brown trout. Obviously, we spawn those to make the two trout, and we cross the two to make the tiger trout.
The tiger trout is a human creation, like the fish equivalent of a mule. And like mules, tiger trout are sterile hybrids.
All the tiger trout in this state are man-made. They all come from this facility. And we take a male brook trout and a female brown trout. If you do it the other way around, the egg and the sperm aren't the right size, and it doesn't lead to a very high success rate.
Tiger trout range in color from greenish yellow to brown, and as the name implies, they're striped, like a tiger. Fishermen also say they have an aggressive attitude, and they're popular because since they don't spawn, they devote all their time and energy to eating, and they get big. But while tiger trout can get large, the biggest species the hatchery spawns is rainbow trout.
The rainbow trout are from the western slope of the North America, so the Rocky Mountains west, all the way from Mexico up to all the way up to Alaska. They're the fastest growing trout. They can get massive.
Wow, they're huge.
Yeah, so some of these fish are about 20 pounds. Rainbow trout, when they're this size, it's really easy to tell the male and female apart. The females are a lot rounder, so they can carry more eggs. And they have a shorter snout, whereas the males have that long hooked bottom jaw called the kype jaw, which they use kind of like antlers on a deer. It shows how dominant they are, and they use it to fight with the other males for access to the spawning females.
The rainbow trout are tropical looking too, like the brook trout. They're pale green on top with brownish gray speckles and a pink stripe along their sides.
They're very closely related to Pacific salmon. They're also known as steelhead, the one that migrate out to the ocean.
Like brook trout and salters, rainbow trout and steelhead are genetically the same species, but different populations have different lifestyles. Rainbow trout spend their whole lives in fresh water, whereas the fish we call steelhead migrate out to the sea and return inland to spawn. The food in saltwater is different, so the steelhead also look different. And because of the state hatchery in Sandwich, you can catch all four of these species – brook trout, brown trout, tiger trout, and rainbow trout in local rivers and ponds. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Elspeth's husband, Alex, has been trout fishing all spring and says when he gets a good haul, they like to smoke the trout. You can find a recipe that Elspeth uses for brine on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.